Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Hey!
Good morning, young man.
Hi, Ben. Hanko.
Beethoven.
You're working on it.
Beethoven.
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 You're getting there.
That's not right?
Uh-uh. Well, yeah, you're good. You're good there.
Beethoven.
No, that's not right.
No. How do you spell Beethoven?
How do I spell it?
In the first three letters, B?
I think it's B-E.
B.
Yeah.
B. Mm-hmm. Beethoven.
Beethoven. Okay.
Beethoven. Anyway, how was your night off?
It was not bad.
Was it worth it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Got a chance to hang out with some grandbabies.
And, oh, again?
And a couple of my kids, and there you go.
I think they're spoiling you.
Absolutely.
So I don't think it's the other way around. I think they're spoiling you.
They're after the junk in my room.
They are.
Yeah, they're after my old radio and my G.I. Joe doll and things.
Are they really?
I think so. Yeah.
What about your free basket?
My free basket?
Or your gift basket that you have at home where you get to pick
Oh, free box. Yeah, free box. Free, yeah. That's getting a little low.
Is it really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, those are a few things.
Should we have a free box drive?
Maybe, yeah. That's my little granddaughters love to play the fishing game.
Oh, yes.
You know, we used to play that back in school, but you have a pole and then you have like a clothespin or something on it. And, I hide behind the couch and then they fish for something out of the free box.
Can they throw it back and get something else?
Sometimes they'll be like, yeah, we don't like that. Well, hey, it's sometimes you catch a carp, sometimes you catch a trout. You never know,
kind of like catching a Hank or catching a Phil.
Right.
Knitting with Joanne.
That's been canceled.
It has already?
Yeah, it got canceled.
Oh.
Which is too bad.
I was really looking forward to it.
Exactly. No more spinning yarns for
you. Yeah, what? Poor Joanne. Yep. What is she going to do now?
Well, she's thinking about crocheting with Joanne.
Oh, we could come up with something. Yeah. Uh-huh. She's always on that cutting edge of stuff.
That's right.
She's always on that. What would I say? She's always trying to knit a new thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but anyway. Well,
she's busy, but anyway.
And she doesn't know this. But I killed a cricket in her office last night.
You did?
I did.
All right.
Big old black thing.
Big exterminator that you are.
Yep. So hopefully she's happy today.
Ah,
I doubt it, but is Joanne happy today? I don't know.
She's listening to another station. She can't hear us.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. Anyway.
She's probably listening to Knitting with Joanne.
She might be. So are you umpiring tonight?
I'm going to be in the big Highlands.
Highland?
Yeah. Yeah,
imagine it won't be
on the Highlands.
It won't be windy over there.
Oh, my goodness. Whatever it's here, add 10 up there.
Exactly.
And that's the same way with Ithaca's going to Seneca tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the same way up there. It's always windy.
Wind burn your tonsils.
Oh, I mean, it's windy when it's not windy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
So anyway,
Phil's next broadcast is tomorrow, and again, I try to pick places where I have a booth.
I don't blame you.
In early April,
I don't blame you because it's chilly.
Oh,
it's really not. It's wind. Mm-hmm. It's the wind that just tomorrow will come in wind blown.
Yeah,
if I'm still here.
What people don't understand is like when you're broadcasting, you're plunked in one place.
Right.
So like if you're at a game, you can get up and move around, go to the concession stand, go to the bathroom or whatever. But when you're plunked down doing the game, you can't do that.
So, nope. Yeah. Sometimes you hang on to that catcher.
You do?
Yeah.
When you're umpiring?
Yeah. Because I'm so skinny.
Oh, yeah.
And
wind will catch you.
Yeah. Yeah. You just take me away.
Yeah.
What's weird about today is... Because I think Dodgeville's at Highland today. The baseball and softball are playing. And I'm wondering how to end up with softball. And the baseball guys are regularly the softball guys. I don't know what.
Got flip-flopped.
We got flip-flopped.
Huh.
So.
Maybe that was by request. Who knows?
Well, anyway, it's a good show today, Phil.
But you got to go somewhere on a day like this where the backstop isn't very far behind home plate.
Seneca.
Yeah, right. So you can stand against the backstop.
Yeah, and just lean back.
Call the game.
Yeah. Wisconsin Heights is that way.
Is that right?
Yep.
Then there are other places like, well, Richland Center's baseball diamond, for instance. It's a long way.
It's a long way.
Behind home plate to the
backstop. Time you hit that, time the one carriage and hits that fence,
yep.
The fence will probably be gone.
Most of the time, I could almost make it a second base on a pass ball or a wild pitch, but then again, that might be stretching it.
But I like the extended backstops. It really makes you play.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It really makes you play. So, but anyway.
No doubt.
No doubt, but.
What else is going on today?
Well, not a lot.
World record beaters?
It is. If I don't miss a call today, I mean.
Oh, that'd be a world record.
That'd be a world record. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever missed one yet.
Probably not.
In like the last 3 years. So. You don't believe that?
No, no. You don't have the Fox cam or whatever they call it. You can't appeal it to New York.
I could wear one. Was it a GoPro or something like that? You put it right on top of
Oh, really? Yeah, I suppose you could do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, the box. If they had the box up there, it'd be easy to call. Oh, that's close, but we're going to go with a strike. Hey, did you know the farthest eyeball pop came from Ken Goodman of the U.S.? Can pop her eyeballs out. Now, get this, all right? 0.47 inches. That's almost half an inch beyond her eye sockets.
Again, it makes me hurt.
Yeah, just like
thinking about it. Why?
Talking about the pressure.
Why? Oh well.
Yeah, that's just crazy to me.
Everybody has a hidden talent. I'm not sure if I'd call that a talent, but
you think it's a talent?
I don't know.
I don't. I try to pop mine out, but I get my fingers stuck in my eye all the time.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's a tough job.
Yeah,
though.
Right.
Trying to
move it up from your nose.
Most steps climbed while juggling.
Boy, that's...
Thomas Dietz climbed 2,082 stairs while juggling three balls.
I can't do that.
That's too much activity standing for me.
Right.
I could barely go up 2,082 stairs, just normal.
It's a lot of stairs. Might take me all day.
Here's one for you. We could do this, Phil.
Oh, yeah?
Most watermelons chopped on his stomach in 1 minute.
Oh, man.
Yeah. A martial artist had 49 watermelons chopped on his stomach with a sword.
Man.
That's and only 640 stitches.
I was going to say. Might be a brave man. Might be not so sharp.
Oh, here's one that we could actually try, though. Mini really? Marshmallows. Most marshmallows caught in the mouth in 1 minute.
Oh, really?
Okay. A record of 58 were thrown and caught in a minute.
Mm. We should try that sometime.
Yeah, we should. That would actually be fun.
Uh-huh.
Do we
who's,
go?
Who's going to be the mouth? Who's going to be the thrower?
Well, you've got the big mouth. I can throw it.
Oh, okay.
Who was the guy? Was it Vern Gyshert that's going to?
Yeah. Brewers called him up, though. He's probably under contract with them.
But he could come in and throw a marshmallow or so, couldn't he?
Probably could.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be a bad. That would be kind of fun. Hopefully they're not frozen marshmallows.
If you didn't catch it, that was my April Fool. One of my April Fools the other day. I mentioned the fact that the Brewers had called Vern out of retirement to come help him pitch, and I used that as a part of a story. Well, it kind of morphed during the day, and somebody called me, and they said, "We heard Vern Gyshert throwing out the first pitch tonight." And I said, no. It kind of somehow got morphed into... that. So
Vern Gyshert's coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah, exactly.
Most cans of soda opened by a parrot in 1 minute. How many would you guess?
You know, I guess it's endless. I'm going to say 10.
35.
How do you teach the parrot to do that? So
I'm
he's
just,
pulling the tab then.
A parrot named Zach.
Okay.
I don't know if I could do that.
No. With your thumbs.
But the problem is, though, you look at all the cans of soda they wasted.
Oh,
unreal.
Well, it doesn't say. Maybe they drank them. Maybe
I doubt it.
Somebody did.
No.
Huh.
No, I wouldn't drink it.
It would have been tough sledding if it was back in the day where you had to have a can opener. You know.
I would have sat there and applauded.
Yeah, exactly. Nice job.
Nice job.
What do they call it? A church key where you had to open a can that way. Back in the way back days.
Here's one. Fastest time to type a text message on a mobile phone. A Brazilian teenager typed 160 character texts in 17 and a half seconds.
Yeah, that's moving.
I can do it. I can do that, though.
No, I sure can.
Okay, just talking text, baby. It's
oh, talking text, yeah. That
it
is
does always, say type, though.
It does say type.
Yeah, you talking text, you better read it before you send it.
Exactly.
Because you might be saying something that you have no idea what
It changes.
Oh,
it changes. So I try this with, you know, I contact a lot of coaches, and, you know, we make plans to do interviews for sports. And I messaged one coach, and I said, is 12 noon today a good time for your intervention? Instead of interview. Your intervention. He's like, yeah, sure. Bring it on.
Bring it on. Apparently I need one now. Most bananas eaten in a minute.
I'm going to say 100.
Eight.
I was shooting for the moon.
I know you were, but peeled an eight in 8 minutes.
Oh, peeled an eight. Wow. That's a lot.
But is it, though? It doesn't seem like a lot. I love bananas, though.
So peel a banana and eat the whole thing.
Eight of them. We could try that, too.
Oh, I don't know about that. I like bananas, but not that much.
I love bananas.
Uh-huh.
You know, Walmart sells the most bananas in the world.
Well, yeah, I learned that yesterday. I would imagine Quick Trip's probably pretty close behind that.
I doubt that because Quick Trip's not as big as Walmart.
I know, but in the state of Wisconsin, they sell a lot of bananas.
I like bananas. And, you know, sometimes they have those really big ones that you could eat it forever.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Then other times you have a two-bite banana.
Bring you up on your riboflavin.
Yes, but it's very good. And you know, I've come to eat a banana and granola bar like you do.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely wonderful. And it lasts you till lunch.
A granola bar and a banana reminds me of a banana cream pie.
Really?
Which I never get anymore. But it kind of reminds me of that.
Hint, June.
Because granola is your crust, you know.
They're very good.
Yep.
Yeah. So what do you eat first, the granola and the banana?
No, I eat it together.
Put them together?
No, I take a bite of banana.
That's what I'm saying.
And take a bite of a granola.
That's what I'm asking.
Then it tastes like banana cream pie.
Do you always eat the banana first?
Well, I think I alternate. A granola bite and then a banana.
Okay, I didn't know. I mean, I have a banana sandwich.
Alternate back and forth.
Yeah, you have to. So
good stuff. All right.
Anyway, you have no world records today, huh?
I don't. David Rush must be...
I haven't seen his name in a long time.
In a rut, because, he hasn't broken.
Maybe he's hibernating.
He might be. He's probably contemplating his next events.
Or thinking why he did all the other events.
Why?
Anyway, my man, I hope you have a good day. And those local athletes, stay warm.
Yes.
And good luck to all the area athletes.
You betcha.
Be kind.
Apologize to the Dodgeville and Highland softball players in advance.
I think you just did. Thank you.